What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All them dogs are counting down, about to put the anchor down. Hotty toddy, who's it gonna be?
All right, it is time for our weekly chat with Paul Finebaum. Of course, you can hear his show on 94.9 Game 2. Watch his show on SEC Network every day. ESPN contributor for college football. Glad to have him for our weekly chat. He is brought to you by Gary Force Acura and MTGRT.com, your live and local mortgage expert. Paul, thank you for joining us once again. Let's get right to it. Tennessee feeling pretty good about things. Eight games in a row. They've got Georgia this weekend. Let's start with this because this is a big narrative going on. You've got a lot of people saying, hey, congratulations on your eight-game winning streak. But you've got others saying, hey, who have they really beaten? But it is progress in my mind that they're able to get to a point where maybe you're not quite as worried that they're going to lose a game to a team like Missouri. So they have progressed, but now we're going to find out how much they've progressed on Saturday.
Yeah, I think the narrative is fair. However, had Butch Jones been the coach, or had this been maybe the first year of Jeremy Pruitt, probably would have lost the first game, and who knows, maybe the second game would have gone down to the wire. So I think that much has changed. He is building a program. It's not there yet. And you know, for all the enthusiastic Tennessee fans, and I'm one of them, these rosters Saturday don't really match up. Kirby Smart's been building this program now for 5 years and has one of the two or three, maybe four best programs in the country. But, yeah, it's a good test for Tennessee. I don't expect them to win, but I don't expect them to get blown out either. And I think this is how you measure a program ascending. You know, can it go to a top three matchup and compete and maybe even have a chance to win, or does it go there and just get blown out? And I think after this game is over, we'll know where the program is. It's won a lot of big games. It's won a lot of good games against inferior opposition. But you know that changes over the next couple of weeks, and I think I don't think Tennessee will win, but I think Tennessee is primed to continue progressing, and that's really what Jeremy Pruitt is being paid to do right now.
Do you think that Stetson Bennett will be the quarterback from here throughout the end of the season for Georgia? Is he that good? Is he bursting on the scene, or do you think it's still a week-to-week thing? They've got so many other options that it could go in a different direction.
Yeah, I think this week, and especially next week when Georgia goes to Alabama, we'll tell the story. And yeah, I think it will get much tougher for him against Tennessee and incredibly tougher in Tuscaloosa. So I would probably say by early December, will Stetson Bennett be a name we're talking about? My guess is no.
Mm. We talked about this last week for Texas A&M, and of course they got beat pretty soundly. They hung around for a little while against Alabama, but how much do you think is on the line for the perception of Jimbo Fisher in this game coming up against Florida?
Quite a bit, and you know, the national media is already chirping, and he's such an easy target. I mean, if you're a columnist at USA Today or Yahoo, I mean, you're going, man, I'm not going to pass that one up. Let's talk about $75 million and what they're getting. And while some of the statistics are skewed against him, I think it's time for him to now compete. And this is really it. I mean, he's playing a top five team at home, and if this game is not in doubt, with 3 or 4 minutes remaining, it's a major loss for him. I think there's a chance they win. If they're ever going to pull an upset, this is it. If he were to pull the upset, I think everybody calms down. But if Florida goes in there and just lights him up, I don't know where he goes to find his credibility. And that's a real problem for a coach who is selling a product to his fan base built on something other than the reality. I mean, Tennessee went through this for a couple of years with Butch Jones. He kept talking about the recruiting classes and this and that. And when you went to Neyland Stadium on Saturday afternoon, you go, that product stinks. And ultimately, you have to change the narrative. And this is really his time. Because if you lose this game at home, you know, you're not going to beat anybody of consequence. And your recruiting is going to be affected.
We're talking to Paul Feinbaum. He joins us every week, brought to you by Gary Force Acura and MTGRT.com, your live and local mortgage expert. So last week, what did we learn? Did we learn that Arkansas maybe is a little bit better than we originally thought, or was Mississippi State a little overrated after their win over LSU?
Yeah, at the risk of upsetting all these Razorback fans who are celebrating their first win in seemingly 100 years, although it's only been, what, two or three, I think that the LSU-Mississippi State game was aberrational. And in the end, it was a lot of mistakes by LSU, and I think Mississippi State just didn't know how to win. Mike Leach, in typical Mike Leach fashion, celebrated for 4 or 5 days, and not really, but it seemed like he did, and that team had a lack of focus. And you know, Arkansas has got a fair team. I mean, Felipe Franks has proven as a quarterback. I think they're being coached a lot better than – well, they couldn't have coached any worse than Chad Morris. He was 4-18 in 2 years, and it was, you know, the argument about worst SEC coach ever, if his name is not in consideration, then we're wasting our time talking about it. So I think that was just an up-and-down situation, and I think Arkansas could maybe scrape out another win or two in the conference this year, but let's not get carried away.
And then Ole Miss, they squeak one out over Kentucky. Now, obviously, they have their work cut out for them this week against Alabama. Lane Kiffin, you know, he's been talking, but, you know, he's had nice things to say about Alabama as well. 2 weeks in, what do you think of the Lane Kiffin era at Ole Miss so far?
It's pretty exciting, and, you know, the fact that he referred to Saban as elderly made my day because, you know, I've heard Lane say worse privately, but, you know, that's Lane Kiffin, and, you know, that game to me was really more about Kentucky blowing it, and they absolutely blew it, as you guys know. I mean, he went up there and stole one from Mark Stoops, and I mean, it was 3 weeks ago, guys, or 2 weeks ago today. I'm getting calls, and you're probably getting a handful. Kentucky fans, we're going to Auburn and win. Why don't we get any respect? Well, I don't hear any of them right now. And you're not going to because of what happened. So, yeah, I think this is just a free game for Kiffin. The one thing that you have to keep your eye on, whether you gamble or not, is the weather. That hurricane is creeping up, will be creeping up through Mississippi about game time. And it's not going to probably, you know, endanger the handful of people that are allowed to go, but it could affect the game somewhat. And if you're playing the number two team in the country, you want it to rain all day and all night because it mitigates their strength and gives you a chance. And I don't think they have a chance to win the game, but in a torrential downpour, it could at least be closer than whatever the gargantuan three or four touchdown line is.
Before we let you go, Paul, I do want to ask you, even though they sit at 0-2, we talk to Vanderbilt head coach Derek Mason every week, and I've gotten the sense that, you know, obviously he wants some wins, but he's seen some things that he can work with his football team, maybe a little more stability on the offensive line. They play South Carolina this week, and do you think they're inching closer to maybe an opportunity to get that first win?
Well, he needs one pretty badly, and South Carolina is another one of those desperate teams, and I'm starting to get a drumbeat of Will Muschamp calls on our nightly show. So I would say if you look at the Vanderbilt schedule, this has to be one of the best shots. And I don't want to, you know, rain on Derek Mason's parade. How long has he been there? 5 years, 6 years, whatever it is? And we're talking about inching forward. I'll leave that to your audience to decipher what exactly that means. But this is an opportunity to make a run at a pretty average team. So I would go for it Saturday.
Yeah, this is an interesting, important game for sure. Paul, thank you very much for your insight. I know you got to run. We'll do this again next week, and we look forward to it.
Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, that is Paul Feinbaum. We join him every week on our show at this time, 10:15 on Thursdays. Our Thursdays are loaded with some outstanding weekly guests. Paul Feinbaum is brought to you by Gary Force Acura and mtgrt.com, your live and local mortgage expert. At 10:45, we're going to get a little further into the matchup, some specifics. Max Hurts is going to join us and talk Vanderbilt, South Carolina. But we're going to go back to the Titans in our next segment. So stay tuned. We'll, again, update you on what's going on. It seems like every 30 minutes there's some new piece of information, or more than one, that trickles in on what's happening. But as we sit here now, there's no definitive news that has broken since early this morning when the Titans had more positive cases. One new one today, and one that was, I guess, in question that they have determined, yes, it was a positive. So there will be two more names added to the COVID list later today. It's unfortunately become kind of a daily routine here. You check in the morning, and then you learn who the names are in the afternoon. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.